You're listening to SBS News.
Early last week, United States President Donald Trump used his annual address to the United Nations to lay down a defiant message that he will reject globalism and protect American interests.
America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
His speech met with fierce opposition, including from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who stressed the importance of multilateralism. He warned it should not be under question at a time when it is needed most.
Our future rests on solidarity. We must repair broken trust. We must reinvigorate our multilateral projects. And we must uphold dignity for one and for all.
Now, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is warning President Trump against, as she phrases it, destroying the United Nations. She has echoed Mr. Guterres' sentiments, suggesting multilateralism is the solution to many of the world's problems.
The United Nations was founded on the ruins of the Second World War. And yes, it's not perfect. We've been wanting a reform of the Security Council for many years. But ladies and gentlemen, to destroy something without having built a replacement, that's highly dangerous as far as I'm concerned, and can destroy our community of peace sooner than we think.
Dr. Merkel says Mr. Trump has failed to see the possibility of joint solutions, instead seeing only one winner from any international negotiation.
That starts with the current US president, who thinks that multilateralism is not the answer to our problems, who only assumes that there can only be one winner in any given situation, who, unlike me, doesn't believe in win-win situations, and who therefore questions multilateral systems that go far beyond Europe, like the Climate Protection Agreement, the functioning of the United Nations.
Natalia Grincheva is a public cultures analyst at the University of Melbourne. Dr. Grincheva says Dr. Merkel, a veteran leader and close ally of former US President Barack Obama, is right in stressing the need for multilateralism to be protected.
Trump, when he says that globalism has to go second, and he emphasizes this independence, he calls it independence, but I would call it like pure nationalism. I think it's a little bit step back in diplomacy, because the second type of diplomacy in our era of globalization is a more sophisticated tool in the international relation politics.
But Dr. Grincheva says the model for the United Nations is aging and may need to be reassessed. She says the fact there are concerns about Mr. Trump's comments and previous actions shows it may be unstable.
There are many problems within kind of the agency that exists, and like the whole situation with this announcement of Trump that he will not pay the bills anymore, and he will cut funding on many programs. So I think this is already not a healthy situation in a world organization, because it means that just one country can have so much power, and this is not a good governance in the first instance.
Umarishi, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.